Chapter 4. When Fanny rode her horse into the barn, she noticed all the lights were out in the house. Could she be lucky once again tonight and sneak in without getting caught? All the way home, she prepared her excuse, just in case. Now, if only her mother would accept her explanation, if she was still awake. Hurriedly, she undid the saddle and threw it up on the wall and gave the horse some oats, and then ran across the yard to the house. If her mother ever learned of her love of gambling, her life would be as good as over. Quietly, she removed her shoes before she gently turned the knob of the front door and entered the house. As she closed the door, an eerie feeling sizzled up her spine, and she knew her mother and father were both sitting in the living room in the dark waiting for her. "Do I need to get my shotgun and force this boy to marry you?" her father asked. Whirling around, she gasped.
"Papa, what are you still doing up?"
"Wondering what my daughter is doing out so late," he said, lighting the lantern. "Where have you been, and who were you with?" Ugh. She hoped to avoid this confrontation, but now her tardiness was unavoidable, and she would be forced to lie or face Sister Beatrice at the nunnery. The glare her mother gave her let her know the trouble she was in.
"Mother knew I went to Sally's house for the evening. We started playing cribbage, and suddenly I realized it was almost midnight. I thought about spending the night, but that would only worry you when I wasn't home in the morning. Look, I'm sorry. I know I should have come home sooner."
Rising from her rocker, her mother approached her. Nellie Tripp's green eyes narrowed on her daughter. She sniffed her clothing. "You smell like smoke."
"Yes, you know Sally's father likes his pipes. Honestly, Mother, you can ask Sally, and she'll tell you how long we played." "No men were there?"
Not flinching, she met her gaze, because she understood a slight stutter would send her mother into full investigation mode.
"Only her father. I'm still as virginal today as I was yesterday," she said, and regretted the words the moment she said them.
Why was everyone so worried about her blasted virginity? Fanny had yet to meet a man she would consider giving her body to. Sure, she dreamed of when her husband showed her the secrets of life, but there was plenty of time for that after her list of experiences was completed.
"Don't get smart with me, young lady. I'm searching for you a husband, a fine young man with wealth and connections, just like I did for your sister. A young woman should not be out roaming after dark."
"What if I don't want to marry a wealthy man?" she said.
"What if I wanted to marry a man I fall in love with?"
It was the wrong thing to say as her mother's body tensed, and she pulled her shoulders back, her eyes widening.
"Sydney, did you hear our daughter wants to marry for love?"
They both started laughing. Frustration filled Fanny as she gazed at her parents. Why was it inconceivable to want to spend the rest of your life with a man you loved?
"Love is an emotion that comes after you're married, not before. And don't you forget it. You'll be married like my family did me. Your father and I will find a suitable, wealthy man, and then after he courts you for a bit, an arrangement will be made. Plan on being wed before the summer is over."
A groan escaped Fanny. So little time left to experience life before her mother pawned her off to a man. So little time to do all the things she wanted that society frowned upon for women. All the things her mother would never approve of, like gamble, drink, smoke, dance, flirt, and maybe even skinny dip. Was it wrong to want to experience some fun before being forced into being a wife and mother and following the rules of society?
"Summer, my last bit of freedom," she said with a sigh.
A frown crossed her mother's face.
"Why aren't you excited about marriage? It's the next step."
"Because I'm not ready. Because I'd like to enjoy life a little before you tied me to a man. Maybe, just maybe, I'd like to have fun before I'm forced to become a stick in the mud like you," she said.
Oops, she should never have said that.
"Fanny Tripp, you will not disrespect your mother," her father said.
She was pushing her limits, but why did her mother believe at 18 the time had come for her to marry?